It's a Tuesday morning. Ed, Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, COVID-19 has got a new symptom. Tell us more.
Yeah, a new word as well, I think, for a lot of us. Anosmia. It means the loss of taste and smell. And this has been something that a lot of people who have basically ended up being diagnosed with COVID-19 have been saying for months, that, you know, oh, I lost the taste and sense of smell. And today the government's official scientist has come out and said that this is now on the list of official symptoms. So if you have a fever, a persistent cough, or you've lost your sense of taste and smell, it's up there. It's one of the official symptoms of coronavirus. So I guess they're learning more and more about the virus. The search for a vaccine continues in Oxford at the university, in London at Imperial College. And one piece of good news today, the lowest daily death toll since lockdown on March 23rd, 150 people. And I know it's appalling that 150 people died in the last 24 hours, but that is the lowest figure since lockdown.
Wow, that is still too many, isn't it? Now, EPL training up and running?
Yeah, later today. So it's a big day. They had another conference call yesterday, all of the clubs, and the agreement is there. Stage one of Project Restart. So all the footy clubs will be back in action later today. Socially distanced. Players can train together in groups of 10, but no tackling, no contact, no physical contact whatsoever. And we're at the stage now where, you know, we're starting to see that the EPL could come back feasibly in June. The Germans had their soccer league, the Bundesliga, up and running live on TV at the weekend with no fans in the stadium. I think it will be a huge boost for this country if we get our footy stars back training, back playing and back performing for us.
Similar here. All right, mate, you take care, and we'll hear you with Oliver this afternoon, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.